Well, hey, thought I'd record something while I'm playing tonight because on top of feeling just absolutely needy, I'm also feeling a little bit nostalgic and specifically, I'm very nostalgic for an ex-girlfriend. And I thought that it might be fun to tell you all about her. The fun we used to have. Now, she was my first girlfriend, and was very sweet. We were very sweet, and when it came to sex, we were also both very, very voracious. Fucking hot. She was taller than me. Maybe about 5'8", 5'9". She was slender, but she had a little bit of a tummy. And she had short hair. She was quite masked, but I definitely have a type. And I kid you not, she had the most perfect fucking taste. They weren't big, they weren't small, they were just like this firm but perky little C cups. She had these small little nipples like mine, and I could not get enough of her tits. And she knew it. Some days that's all it would take me to get on in, just cuddling with her and letting my hands wander. And before I knew it, I was ready to go. Just thinking about the feeling of them in my hands is driving me crazy. Thinking about the way my hands would move over them and gently cup them just to feel how firm they are. And slowly I'd start squeezing. I'd feel her shiver and let out a little moan. I couldn't get enough. She was so fucking intoxicating. And he'd keep playing with those tits until she was moaning a little louder for me. She loved the feeling of my hands getting a little rough with her. And when I'd feel her nipples, I'd instantly pinch them, tweak them between my fingers, use my nails a little bit. See, she likes it like I do. She likes a little bit of pain. So often I'd let my fingernails graze her nipples and pinch them and squeeze them and hold my nails down on her nipples and then let go and just watch her fucking squirm. Fuck. That was the hottest thing. Feeling her squirm in my arms. Watching her legs rub together. Knowing that her little pussy is just fucking gushing. Barely any work. Knowing her panties were already soaked. Oh my god. What a beautiful pussy she had. Oh, she had this gorgeous bush. And she kept it trimmed, but she liked to keep her hair intact. And I'd love just running my hands even further down her body. Let my fingers find where those soft but noticeable hairs started growing. Nice and slow from her hip bones to just barely on the inside of her thighs. Just avoiding her little pussy, but building her up to wanting me to touch it. I love toying with her like that. Make her keep her panties on just so I could watch her swell and drip through them. And this huge fucking clit. Oh my god, it was so fucking sexy. And she had those kind of pussy lips that protruded from her labia majora. And they hung down, but oh my god. Oh, I just loved watching them get all swollen and wet from me. Oh god. And then when I slid down between her legs, pulling them to the side so I could breathe her in. Oh, I ran my tongue up along that gorgeous fucking cunt of hers. Oh my god. Wet for me. And the way that she'd moan. Especially when my tongue just first made contact, but still avoided all those little areas she wanted me to touch. Just slowly licking from her opening across her lips. Feeling her hips just push into my mouth. She was so impatient for it. Oh, so was I. And I just built myself up to that moment where I could let my tongue lie flat between her swollen lips. My upper lip just hugging her clit, and my lower lip gently sucking her labia into my mouth. Just so I could taste all of her. Oh, God. I love the taste and the feel. Needy little pussy in my mouth. I loved putting my hands on her thighs, making her keep her legs spread while I slowly just devoured her. I loved looking up at her from there, watching those tits just... gently bounce with the way that her hips were moving against my mouth. The way she'd grab my hair and pull me in when she was getting close. And I'd pull away and look up at her, knowing she was getting really close. And I'd ask her to tell me exactly what she wants. And if she didn't tell me exactly what she wanted, she would get light. But it's still hard enough to sting. Little slaps on the insides of her thighs. And she loved the way that I'd firmly just used that way of control. That pain coursed through her and she went feral. So I'd do it again and again and again. I'd slap her thighs. Sometimes even I'd slap her pussy. Until she told me exactly what she wants. Whether that was more of my tongue or my fingers, or even for me to climb on top, start trimming my pussy against hers. Oh God, I used to love that so much. Feeling her pussy on mine just... drives me wild. And the way that she was shaped and the way that I'm shaped, it just seemed to fit together so perfectly. And her clit would throb against mine. It was pure ecstasy. Grinding. Reaching down to play with those tits again. Oh, God, she loved when I left marks on her. Little fingertip bruises on her tits. As I held on to them for leverage while I fucked her. And we'd go for hours. Oh my God. So many nights we spent just covered in each other's wetness. Sweat. And pussy juice. Cum. All of it. And still we'd want more. That's what I love about fucking other girls. We don't quit. We keep going and going and going until we lay there recovering for about 5 minutes. And then she'd get on top of me. And just continue grinding her little pussy on mine. And grabbing my tits. Oh, and riding me. Oh, God, she looks so fucking good. So good on top of me. Oh, God, I'm gonna come thinking about it. I'm gonna come thinking about fucking another girl. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Thinking about my pussy rubbing another pussy. Sometimes that would happen too. I find the more times I get off, the easier it is for me to get off the next time. So even when we were fucking, it would so often be a few minutes of pure ecstasy and then just holding each other until we wanted it again. And that's one thing they never tell you. Is the sex with other women. That's only half of it. The way we just embody beauty and women are seriously so fucking wild and beautiful and sensual and sexy and fierce and powerful and ugh. I'll tell you this. Being with other women hits different. So if you've ever thought about it and haven't done it, or even if you're a seasoned pro, go out and explore some more. Have fun. And from someone who's bisexual is all fuck. Men are great. Sure. Sometimes I want that brand. But we are in a league of our own. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed. Happy Pride Month.